Washington called on the nations of Southeast Asia to marshal their forces to help thousands of Burmese and Bangladeshi migrants who have been marooned on the high seas for weeks. UNHCR, the UN Refugee Agency, warned on Tuesday that time was running out for the migrants fleeing sectarian violence in Burma and poverty in neighboring Bangladesh. "We estimate that nearly 4,000 people from Burma and Bangladesh remain stranded at sea with dwindling supplies on board," Adrian Edwards, a UNHCR spokesman, told journalists in Geneva. Unconfirmed reports suggest the number could be higher. On Wednesday, fishermen from the Indonesian province of Aceh helped rescue more than 430 stranded migrants, many of whom were suffering from dehydration and starvation after spending months on rickety trawlers. Indonesian, Thai, and Malaysian officials held an emergency meeting in Kuala Lumpur on Wednesday to address the desperate plight of the migrants who were abandoned by traffickers following a crackdown on their smuggling networks in Thailand. Following the meeting, both Indonesia and Malaysia agreed to stop pushing boats back to sea and provide temporary shelter to thousands adrift at sea. Thailand made no such guarantee. On Tuesday, the U.S. State Department lambasted Burma, officially called Myanmar, for failing to address the root cause of the crisis, which observers say stems largely from the government's refusal to recognize the Muslim minority as lawful citizens. "What needs to change here is that the Rohingya need to feel welcome in the country of their birth, in the country of their parents' birth, of their grandparents' birth," Tom Milinowski, Assistant Secretary of State for Democracy, Human Rights and Labor, told CNN during an interview on Tuesday. "They need to be treated as citizens with dignity and human rights." Within Burma, the Rohingya are widely discriminated against by the country's Buddhist majority and are commonly viewed as interlopers from Bangladesh, despite overwhelming evidence that they've lived in the country for generations. The Burmese government has even refused to discuss the migrant issue with other nations, who used the term Rohingya instead of Naypyidaw's preferred and racially loaded term of Bengalis. "If we recognize the name, then they will think they are citizens of Myanmar. Myanmar cannot take all the blame for these people who are now at sea," Zaw Hite, a director in the office of Burmese President Thein Sein, told CNN. The Rohingya were effectively rendered stateless after being stripped of their citizenship by the former ruling junta in 1982 and have been systemically excluded from Burmese society since. Following a rash of ethno-sectarian rioting in 2012, more than 120,000 Rohingya have been forced to reside in squalid displacement camps, bereft of adequate food or medical supplies, which has been instrumental in pushing thousands to flee by boat with the hopes of reaching Malaysia. In a bulletin published on the front page of the state-backed daily, The Global New Light of Myanmar, on Wednesday, Burma's foreign ministry promised to begin providing humanitarian assistance to anyone who suffered in the sea. However, analysts argue that little will change in the long run until Burma and neighboring countries address the systemic conditions that prompt this wretched community to risk their lives at sea rather than live in the country of their birth. "The governments need to pull Myanmar to the table, regardless of whatever excuses they try to come up with," Lilian Fan, co-founder of the Indonesia-based Giuntano Foundation that works to assist the refugees and migrants in Aceh, tells Time. According to the statistics compiled by the International Organization for Migration, more than 88,000 people have made the dangerous voyage across the Bay of Bengal since 2014, including 25,000 who arrived during the first quarter of this year. At least 1,000 are believed to have died at sea because of the precarious conditions of the voyage and an equal number of mistreatment and privation wrought by human traffickers. This article posted by David Stout.